Hey, it's Dr. Craig here, episode 197 of the podcast. I'm sitting still in Doha, Qatar, and just about on my way to a game with the team I'm presently working with, which is the United Arab Emirates, and we are playing Mauritania today, a country from Africa. So we'll see how we go. As always, you can never know for sure how things are going to work out. You can't control that. You can't control the uncontrollables. But you can prepare well. You can dot all the I's and cross the T's. And then the preparation is what the focus is. And that's how I always see my work. It's all about the preparation. That's what I can control. The outcome will take care of itself. But I can't get too focused on that outcome, because if I do that, I'll miss any things I have to do in part of my work. The other thing is I can't control how others work, so I've just got to focus on my role in this position at this time. Anyway, that's what I'll be doing soon for the rest of this day. But what I was writing about today was, and something that I write about often, is have I made the most of today? And did I make the most of yesterday? Because yesterday's gone, it's not coming back. And even the last hour, did I make the most of that hour? Because our days are numbered, they are limited. We need to be grateful for every day. And yes, I say this a lot, and you know, my concept of the deathbed scorecard, identifying where you want to be on those last moments of your life. What have you wanted to achieve? The relationships that you've had, whatever it is that's going to be important for you as you contemplate your life, don't wait till then. Do that on a daily basis. So at some stage, sit down and identify the key things that you want to do with your life. What is going to make you comfortable when you take your last breath? There is nothing worse than regret. And I think often we live a life of regret because we're moving at such a pace that we miss out on the important things. That's why gratitude is such a power, to be grateful for these moments. Like how many of you have thought, oh, the weather isn't very good. Now, if it was your last day, would you be thinking that? Would you be focusing on the weather? Or would you be thinking more, okay, the weather's not very good, people can't go outside, I've got time to spend with other people or the people that are important to me? We just had this period of different parts of the world going into lockdown. Yeah, I suppose no one really likes being controlled. But one of the great things I found about it was the more time you get to slow down and to spend with those that you love. So you embrace that time rather than so many people getting so anxious and angry about things. And where did that get you? How would you be if you didn't have any more time and you'd spent that last period of time being so angry? I'm not saying don't stand up for what you believe in. I think that is very important. However, not at the expense of valuable time. There's always a trade-off in life. My hope for everybody is that they can live a fulfilled life and to truly embrace the concept that we have limited days. So you can embrace every day of your life. You know, we just take too much for granted, and I'll continue saying it. I say it to myself. Have you made the most of today? Did you really stop and have a conversation and listen to people? Did you look at those you love or hear their voice or see a photo of them and appreciate them? I don't know. We just live our life like we've got endless days and then we're going to come to a screeching halt, unprepared. And that's going to be much more painful than the actual process of death. So let's live our life embracing every day, going to sleep each night, comfortable. That if we wake up and we're not where we think we will be, or we don't wake up, that we're comfortable how we left the world. That's the ultimate aim. And it's got to start somewhere. And yes, you might be listening to this and you're 20 or you're 30 or you're 40, and you've got many more years to live, as statistics would suggest. So you might think, no, you'll just let that go. But I'll ask you this, how quickly does time go? I'm 54 now. I can clearly remember when I was 20. So that's 34 years ago. Add 34 years that have gone like a blink, and I'm 88. So we think we have time, but no, you've got to start somewhere, and the earlier you do, embracing life and being grateful for life, the better you are going to be. So if you are 20, embrace every moment. Embrace those people around you. Be grateful for what you have. And if you are 30, 40, doesn't matter where you're at, let's start today. Anyway, as always, I hope you are great. And I hope you really appreciate all the wonderful things that you do have in your life and the lessons that you can learn from the difficult things. And as always, just go and make the world a better place.